When it comes to catching child predators, speed is often law enforcement's most important requirement. That's why a mobile app can help. The Operation Predator app, developed at the Homeland Security Department, has already proven successful. One suspect was apprehended in less than 36 hours after the launch of that app. Now it's available in Spanish and on Android phones. Here to tell us more is Patrick Redling. He's the Unit Chief for Child Exploitation Investigations at Homeland Security Investigations Cybercrime Center in Fairfax. Patrick, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell us what this app does.
Well, first off, HSI Operation Predator app is the first of the first ever U.S. Law enforcement smartphone application of its kind, designed to seek the general public's help for with fugitive and unknown suspect child predators. Basically, the app is enabling us to reach a broader audience, so we can actually bring citizens of the United States into the fight, which will help us identify, locate unknown child predators.
So this is something that law enforcement and anybody then can use.
That's correct. That's correct.
So what does it do? Suppose I had it on my phone. How would I know what would cause me to invoke it and send some information in?
Well, first off, it's available on two different platforms. You know, it's on iOS in English as well as Android, and we have Spanish features too. Anybody can go online and look for Operation Predator, and they'll be able to locate the app, download it, and there's a number of different features that it provides. The first feature, first and foremost, users are able to submit tips regarding suspected child exploitation directly from their homepage of the app. Tips can be submitted either by calling the ICE hotline or by filling out a form online. Both of those things are available directly from the main page of the app. Also, we have alerts. So when we have unknown suspects and fugitives that are added to the app, alerts are sent via push notifications to the users that actually have the app installed on their phones. Additionally, we have a list of suspects. So users have the ability to browse a list of child predator suspects currently wanted by ICE. Predator profiles feature a photo, physical description, as well as last known whereabouts and crime that they're wanted for committing. We also push out information regarding news, so users are able to view the child exploitation category news feed featuring, you know, press releases specifically about predator arrests and convictions and child rescues that are taking place that HSI investigators are working on around the country. We also have a list of partners there on the app, so users are able to view a list of partners ICE works with in the fight against child exploitation, all with links to their respective sites as well. So we also have a list of resources also available on the app too. We also have a section on there on results, which shows users are able to look through a timeline of ICE activity with respect to requesting public assistance and identifying suspects and fugitives. So we have that on there as well. So, you know, in engaging with the general public and helping us identify and capture child exploitation predators has been a big part of what we've been doing lately with Homeland Security investigations, as there are times when we exhaust all investigative leads for a particular case and we're looking for an individual. We've had great success with reaching out to the general public for assistance in locating and capturing predators.
We're speaking with Patrick Redling. He's the Unit Chief for Child Exploitation Investigations at Homeland Security Investigations Cybercrime Center in Fairfax. And how did this come to be originating in Immigration and Customs Enforcement? Is this a result of the unaccompanied minors that are coming in that ICE is having to deal with?
No, this is actually something that we've been doing for a very long time as an agency. We've been working child exploitation crimes for the better part of 40 years as an agency. For the legacy U.S. Customs Service used to investigate the crimes of regarding to child pornography that was being smuggled into the United States. As we changed and shifted into the Department of Homeland Security in March of 2013, we merged with Immigration and INS and as well as U.S. Customs Service. And so we've still kept the fight for combating online child exploitation as we've merged and moved forward.
And how many downloads have you had so far?
We've had nearly 100,000 downloads.
I guess that's a big number. I mean, it's not like Angry Birds, but it sounds like there's definitely take up on this.
Well, our hope is that with the increase and having the app available on the Android devices now, we'll have many more people who weren't able to get it initially when we launched it just on the Apple Store through the Android Store now as well.
And what about some success stories? Has it resulted in some real tips that have helped you find predators?
Absolutely. Well, I encourage everybody listening to download the Operation Predator app, and you can actually go to the arrests feature on there, and you can actually look at specific cases that are detailed about individuals who are arrested as a result of public help. And so that has really been helpful for us as an agency.
Now, to the people that you're trying to apprehend, especially when there's photos of them and so forth, do you worry about them downloading the app and knowing, having information to kind of keep a step ahead of the people that might be chasing them?
No, absolutely not. You know, I think that this app is just helping us take the next step in, you know, letting predators know that they can't escape justice, that, you know, there will be serious consequences for their actions. If we can have the general public working with us hand-in-hand to combat this crime, it's definitely a success. You know, many people live their lives at home on Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms, and this app is actually helping us reach the general public and also giving them the ability to share that information on social media and other outlets with their friends and family. So they can actually take an active role in helping us capture a child predator.
And of the 100,000 downloads, do you have a sense of how many of those might have been from official law enforcement operators versus just people interested in helping?
You know, we have no way of tracking of who is actually downloading the app, just users of the different platforms.
Okay. Do you have a sense of it? Or, I mean, do you get a sense that law enforcement is using it among other people?
Absolutely.
All right. Patrick Redling is the Unit Chief for Child Exploitation Investigations at Homeland Security's Investigations Cyber Crime Center in Fairfax. Thanks so much for joining us with that update.
Thank you.